You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Today is Count Day. For school districts all over the state, it's crucially important to have as many kids sitting in those seats as possible. That's because this is one of the 2 days during the school year when attendance determines how much state aid schools will get. And there's work to do in boosting attendance in this state. A recent report from Johns Hopkins University finds that Michigan's chronic student absence rate of 18% is well above the national average of 13%. Chronically absent means a student misses 15 days of school a year for any reason, and that is linked with school performance and higher dropout rates. One district that has successfully tackled chronic absenteeism, Grand Rapids Public Schools. And with us now is Mel Atkins, the Executive Director of Community and Students for Grand Rapids Public Schools. Mel, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Oh, definitely. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
So today is Count Day. How important is today for the Grand Rapids Public School District?
We can't stress enough how important Count Day is. This is where we receive 90% of our funding for today. Every day is important, but we know today is especially important.
Is the district doing anything special, or are individual schools doing anything special to ensure as many kids show up today as possible?
That's a good question. Many schools are having what we call Spirit Week. Spirit Week, you have a lot of fun activities. We want to make sure that kids come to school, a lot of free non-uniform day for a lot of our students, so we don't want uniforms to be a barrier for kids to come into school. And the biggest thing we can do is relationships we built over these first 5 weeks of school continues over this, you know, this week of school as well.
Mel, what are the challenges as you work with these students and their families? What are the challenges families in your district face in getting kids to school on a regular basis?
So some of the challenges, we break them down to three different categories: myths, barriers, and aversions. Myths are getting the message out, every day matters. If you miss a day here, you miss a day there. End of the year, if you only miss 2 days in a month, it adds up to 18 days at the end of the year. Other things are really barriers. It could be basic needs, transportation, housing, food, safe paths to school. It could be street lighting. You know, when the weather changes, it could be snow, so you have to walk in the street. Some of the versions that we talk about are sometimes academic struggles. If a child is struggling in a particular hour, they may not want to go to that hour. Or sometimes bullying, or something happens at school. It can say, I have a tummy ache at home, can I stay at home? But the true symptom is something else. And so those are the things that we have seen over the years.
Mel, there are so many issues and challenges that school districts face with funding issues and teacher attraction and retention and curriculum choices. And amidst all these challenges you face at this district level, how much of a challenge is chronic absenteeism beyond getting the students to show up 2 days a year to be counted for funding purposes?
With chronic absenteeism, it hits everything. It's more than funding. It's more than, you know, getting kids to come to school, because that's just part of it. We know, and research tells us, if you don't come to school consistently, you're not going to make it. You're not going to achieve. In our district, what we have, we looked at it, if you miss 4 days of school, that's really the breaking point when you start to be successful or not successful. We have broken it down to figure out where's the tipping point if you're going to be on grade level in reading, or if you're going to pass this assessment, or you're going to go to the next grade, and it's as simple as 4 days, more than 4 days absent.
That is really stunning when you're saying 4 days. And you have had considerable success addressing chronic absenteeism, and you've gotten some national attention for your efforts in Grand Rapids. So tell us about this Challenge 5 initiative you're doing in the district. How does it work?
So Challenge 5, it's a grade level challenge for each school. So first grade, second grade, third grade has a monthly challenge, who has the best attendance. And we had tied it to our PBIS initiative, our Positive Behavior Intervention Supports Initiative, and when we recognize good and improved attendance. And when we engage with parents, we have attendance teams, you know, that look at data on a weekly basis, and we provide personalized outreach. What we're able to do in this last few years is we reduce chronic absenteeism every year, except last year, for 4 consecutive years. There was a 2-year stretch in there when we reduced chronic absenteeism nearly 36%. Reduction. It was all grade levels, all subgroups for 2 consecutive years. And some of the things that have worked that we see is really five quick points that we do. One was district and site leadership. And under district and site leadership, the superintendent made it a part of her evaluation And what that in turn made a part of everyone else's evaluation. And so it became important. The second thing we did was community partnerships and collective impact. And we knew when we first looked at our data in 2012-13, we had 36% of our students were chronically absent. We knew the problem was bigger than just the school district, so we needed the collective community to support us. This is when we had Kent School Services Network, we had Bleed to Become, we had a lot of different organizations come together and say, how can we support? The third thing was data and transparency. We said, we're not going to hide behind our data, but we have a plan. And so we shared our data with the media. We put it on billboards. We put it on these leaderboards. We have it in the schools and saying, this is what it is, because we're not afraid to show our problem because we need your help to solve it. The fourth thing we did was engage families. And so our parent engagement, actionable messaging. So we created Parent University. Parent University was created by parents, for parents, and it's really a community collaborative to help parents reach their full potential. You have workshops, classes, modules on effective parenting.
So you're getting the parents into the school buildings with Parent
with
University.
With a true voice this time, and it's saying, and we're really listening, saying, what do you need? Instead of us telling you what you do need, we're listening to the parents. And so that is so vital. And the last one is investment over time. Investment over time means there may be a year that you may not get the gains that you want, but tweak your plan because this is the right thing to do. And this is what we continue to do over the years.
And the importance of that name, Challenge 5, because what, you want fewer than 5 absences a school year with each
Correct.
Student?
Correct.
You can make that a catchy slogan, can't you?
We did. It stands for Challenge 5, strive for less than 5. That's what we say, strive for less than 5 days absent.
Is this something that could be replicated in other districts around Michigan? Are other districts taking note?
Oh, absolutely. So we're in the process of now of making our Challenge 5 initiative countywide. There's been over 600 districts across the nation have adopted Challenge 5 so far. And so, you know, the message is catchy. And the thing that I try to tell people, it's bigger than the message because you have to do the work behind it. If you're willing to involve the community, share your data, look at attendance team, and truly try to remove these barriers for families, then Challenge 5 is for you.
What are the biggest lessons that you've personally learned, Mel, through all of this work?
That's a good question. No, so I've learned that it takes time. You know, you want things to go quickly, and the families that really have true barriers to the reasons why a student cannot come to school. And so the more you can engage with families, and it may take more than a year, but don't give up on them. You know, our students and families, you know, they come to us how they come to us, and we love them just the same.
Doubling back to where we began with Count Day, Mel, what are your thoughts on the way that Michigan assesses school funding with days like today?
It's definitely the, I guess I would call it a necessary evil, that one day seems more important than others with funding. I wish it was a different model, but in saying that, at least in Grand Rapids, we know the rules of the game, and we know this is why we have to engage families throughout the year. So today is seen as just as important as every other day academically.
Mel Atkins, Executive Director of Community and Students for Grand Rapids Public Schools. Mel, thanks for speaking with us on Stateside.
No problem.